A bill is making its way through both the House and the Senate, revising and altering the way the Florida High School Athletic Association regulates student athletes' eligibility and conducts investigations. Portions of the bill allow students to, in some cases, maintain athletic eligibility even after transferring schools. Roger Deering, executive director of the FHSAA, says the measures will tear down the barriers that protect student athletes from recruiting by dishonest coaches.
Children are influenced by adults, and this opens the door to those unscrupulous adults who would try to use kids for their own endeavor, whether it's to be their agent to get them a college scholarship or whether it's to build a championship team. That's my biggest fear, is usury of young children.
The measures have also garnered criticism from the National Federation of State High School Associations, saying the bills would damage the integrity of high school sports in Florida. Bob Garner, executive director of the NFSHSA, says he hasn't seen this kind of legislation anywhere else in the country.
There are frequently, in some states, bills filed in the legislature, but not to throw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak, but perhaps to influence or to look at some particular aspect of the rules, but certainly not anything of this magnitude.
Both the House and Senate bills are sponsored by Republicans from Central Florida, with the House version on its way to the floor and the Senate counterpart still in committees. For WFSU-FM, I'm Stephen Rodriguez.